This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. You can take control of these airwaves. Our toll-free number, it's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, social media and its power. Can it be limited? And what does that even mean? Mark's got a story about that. We'll get into that coming up here in a moment. Obviously, a lot of people are concerned with the crackdowns against certain political viewpoints and such that we've seen on major platforms like Twitter. So we can talk further about that story. But first, Aria, you've got a story tonight here about COVID and mental illness. Apparently they're trying to run the two of those together nowadays.
Well, they're calling them psychiatric disorders in the article that I had pulled up there, but I did find one that referred to them as mental illnesses. Evidently, they're alleging that one in five COVID-19 patients develops a mental illness.
They're claiming after COVID that they didn't already have it?
Well, it says that they're at greater risk of developing mental illness.
Hmm. It's interesting. See, I would think that people who are forced to stay at home would be at greater risk of developing mental illness, whether or not they come down with COVID.
I would tend to agree, especially if we consider like depression, anxiety,
yeah,
and alcoholism and things like that to be, you know, diseases or mental health issues.
Yeah, and I think that they are, right?
I would agree.
So we're told.
But that's not what they're including in these numbers. They're not considering the massive amounts of people who are suffering from depression or anxiety or isolation or cabin fever or whatever because they've been sitting in isolation for the last 7 months. And I don't think that there are very many people in the United States who actually have been sitting just in their homes for the last 7 months.
I don't know.
Let's talk about the people in nursing homes.
I have the ones that Cuomo and other governors killed?
Well, the ones that they didn't kill.
Okay.
The ones that they killed probably got off reasonably well in comparison. I have a friend whom I visited nearly weekly, some weeks at least, obviously less in the winter and more in the summer because I spend less time in the winter and more in the summer here. But I've done that for like 7 years. And he's
a Quaker, right?
He's the founder of our Quaker meeting. You did some computer work for him at one point. Thank you for that. Anyway, I can't go to see him at this point. The rules are still that I can't go see him. Now his family can come see him.
Wow.
But I think that they're still not like actually in the building. Now remember, the staff comes in and out every day.
What does that mean? Hold on. The family's not in the building? Does that mean they get to stand outside a window and like wave up at him from the
Rose
Garden?
I'm not 100% sure how it goes. Maybe they have they do have one area that's glassed off, so maybe they...
So it's like prison where they wheel him in the wheelchair and he's behind glass. He picks up the phone. He's all crackly. You barely hear him.
Don't know if he has gone from... I'll bet you he's gone from walker to wheelchair at this point because I can tell
he wasn't in good shape when I went to see him, and that was years ago.
Yeah, and his handwriting's deteriorating. I think that it's just, you know, he said he's so bored.
God.
And he just doesn't know what to do.
Can't go anywhere.
Right. And, I'm so sad for my friend, but there's nothing I can do about it.
Can he not leave of his own volition if he so chose? I mean, assuming resources aren't the issue here.
Resources are the issue.
Okay.
He could leave in so much as he has the freedom to leave, but he doesn't have anywhere to go.
Okay.
So he could go for a walk. No problem.
He could probably go for a walk.
If he could walk.
But he can't, but his walker really can't take the path out there that they have.
Right.
They have a little sort of circuit that rounds a pond, and he really can't do that anymore.
He needs help.
Yeah. You know, he'd get out there, fall down, and then so they'd have to go tote him back. That would be no fun.
No good.
Yeah.
So anxiety, depression, and insomnia is what they're considering to be among these psychiatric disorders. Insomnia. A psychiatric disorder.
That's difficulty sleeping.
It's kind of a psychiatric disorder, you know. Well, one thing's for sure is that developed nations, industrialized nations, have a much higher incidence of mental health issues than developing nations.
Well, because developing nations don't have time for this BS. They have to get out there and work.
Bing, bing, right.
Oh, I have another old person story, just to interrupt you. So I forget who I was speaking with. I think it might have been the crypto-friendly doctor that we met at a recent meetup up here, the crypto meetups. He came from Massachusetts, and he says that a lot of his patients, his elderly patients, are in a similar situation where they're at a nursing home. In theory, they could leave the nursing home and go somewhere. So, like, one of the guys that he knows is, he likes to go to the casino down in Connecticut. There's a big Indian casino down there called Foxwoods. And that's where, if you're elderly and you want to go spend some of that money that you earned, you go down to the casino, right? And not now. You can't go to the casino. So the places that these folks would normally have gone to are not open. You can't even go. So, like, this guy, this old guy who really enjoyed his trips to the casino, now can't take any trips to the casino, and right. He's stuck at the nursing home, basically, with nothing to do, and no family coming to see him. So, awful.
Oh, I have another Quaker at my meeting who is at the same facility but a different part of the facility, so she has her own apartment kind of thing. She wanted to go see her family and went to upstate New York or wherever. And then
went on her own volition, like she can drive?
Yeah, she can drive. She drives to meeting. She has her own apartment and drives. So she's not in the nursing home part. She's in the assisted living.
Gotcha.
Should she need it, and she appears to not need it
at this time.
Right. So they made her quarantine for 14 days.
Wow.
So now you got to stay in. Well, now you've gone outside. It's time for you to stay in your hovel for
14 days.
Yeah. Probably because she left the state, which is this was arbitrary line that she's crossed. It would have, had she gone to deepest Africa or to upstate New York, it doesn't matter. You got to quarantine for 14 days because you've now crossed the geopolitical
arbitrary line.
You can go to Quaker meeting without quarantining because that's within the proper area. Although you're only crossing town lines to get there, you're not crossing state lines, so it's okay.
We're being told something similar at work in regard to the Thanksgiving holiday that, it's okay if you want to go to your family and friends. No one's going to judge you for that or have an issue with that. But, if you go outside of New Hampshire, we have to know. like the virus is too stupid to cross from the Vermont border.
I know what I'd tell them to eat for Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm one of the bosses. What am I going to do? Someone says, hey, I went to Maine. I'm like... Cool.
Have a nice time.
All right, what's next?
So the researchers from Britain's Oxford University also found significantly higher risk of dementia, which is a brain impairment condition. So that at least would be a serious complication as a result of COVID-19, if that is the case. I don't consider anxiety, depression, and insomnia to necessarily be caused by the virus. That may be related to the lockdowns or something like that, but the idea that they're probably anxious and worried about getting COVID-19 again. They're probably anxious about long-term effects that people have been touting.
Maybe losing their job?
Yeah, it's no telling.
That might be a factor.
People have been worried that COVID-19 survivors will be at greater risk of mental health problems, and our findings show that this will be likely. I don't know. Who's been worried about that? I haven't given it any thought.
I'm worried that the whole world has mass hysteria. Mm. I'm worried that this, the COVID is causing mental health issues in so much as people can't figure out what an expert is, don't know how to read, they're talking about science and don't understand that the science is ambivalent at best.
The science is settled.
The science isn't settled on this. I mean,
well, speaking of people losing their minds, we talked about this last night. Kids forgetting how to eat with forks and knives. Some of them regressing back into diapers.
I can believe that. When, sort of negative change occurs in a child's life, they tend to get regressive.
Mm.
Yeah, so I absolutely believe it.
Wow. What we found seemed to suggest that it was largely a fault of the parents. Not spending time with their children, going, just slap on some diapers and buy them finger foods.
Get them only pizzas and burgers or something like that. Yeah.
Well, you'll get no argument from me that the vast majority of people with children shouldn't be.
Mm. So the study analyzed electronic health records of 69 million people in the United States, including more than 62,000 cases of COVID-19. The findings are likely to be the same for those afflicted by COVID-19 worldwide, the researcher said. In the 3 months following testing positive for COVID-19, 1 in 5 survivors, they're honestly characterizing these people as survivors, were recorded as having a first-time diagnosis of anxiety, depression, or insomnia. This is about twice as likely as for other groups of patients in the same period, the researcher said.
Twice as likely. Interesting. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. If you want to call in, did COVID give you anxiety, depression? Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, free talk live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. A 1 million-ounce gold find in Russia raises questions if Bitcoin is more rare than gold. The Bitcoin market is expected to be volatile until the end of the year. Study shows that half of U.S. investors interested in adding Bitcoin to their portfolio. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com. Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series. From Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, Light Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, brought to you by Divi. You've heard about us talking about Divi. We've had a relationship with them for over a year now. We started back, I think it was August, September of last year, and Divi price has done pretty well since then for Free Talk Live. Now, obviously, we can't predict the future, but it's been good for us so far, so we're recommending you check out Divi. Go to DiviProject.org. It's easy to get started with Divi, and, of course, you can buy Divi on exchanges, or you can buy it directly from the Divi team over the counter, as they call it, which helps because then you're not pushing the price up on whatever exchange that you might otherwise use. So it's kind of a smart way to get a hold of some Divi. And if you got enough Divi, you can start a masternode, which is super easy with Divi. It's like the easiest masternode process I've ever seen. Go to DiviProject.org, get started there. There's a link to their Telegram channel, which allows you to connect directly with the Divi team. It's DiviProject.org, DiviProject.org. In the studio, it's Ian.
Aria.
And Mark.
So, Aria, you're telling us a story about anxiety and depression and all these other mental illnesses, so-called, that people claim.
Sure.
That people who've had COVID have been getting diagnosed with these illnesses, mental situations, on a twice as often basis than the average person. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
They are twice as likely to develop. What they're characterizing as mental illness here is anxiety, depression, or insomnia. I will agree that depression can be, you know, an issue of brain chemicals. In most cases, it probably isn't. When most people say they suffer from the depression, that they're probably just lazy and unmotivated.
Mm.
But sure, brain chemical imbalances are a thing. And
they do exist.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what a lot of the depression folks will fall back on, and I also question it because there's also been studies that show that taking a red sugar pill will also solve depression.
Well, sure. There's certainly studies that will show exercise, sunlight.
Sure.
And,
but you can't get a depressed person to go out and do that.
Losing weight.
Right, but you can't get a depressed person. You can tell a depressed person, hey, you ought to go for a walk today. It'll help you with your depression. They won't do it.
Right, you might be unmotivated.
Right, but you might be able to get them to take a sugar pill.
Yeah, I certainly depression has been used as a crutch.
Yeah, it has.
And I'm not sure if it is more often used as a crutch. I don't know, but that's what I tend to think.
But I do believe the claim that the people who have, you know, survived, quote, COVID could possibly be diagnosed with these things more often simply because they're under extra stress. They've been told all these things about COVID, and maybe they've lost their job or they're quarantined. I mean, there could be some extra stressors that could cause one to feel anxiety or be depressed.
No doubt, if you just had COVID, the likelihood of you having some anxiety seems a bit higher, but also,
Under increased medical scrutiny.
That's true as well.
You know?
Let's talk about the self-selection bias here, too.
Mm-hmm.
Who here has had a COVID test?
Not I. Nope, not me.
Me either. All right.
I was sick, though, in January.
Dude, I was sick for like a solid month in January or February.
There are articles written that say, were you sick in January? You still don't have COVID. Because just sort of trying to make sure that you understand the severity of this or some crap. I don't know exactly what. But you didn't have a test.
No. And I'm not going to.
Well, you're not interested in getting a test.
Right.
My question is, the people who are getting tests, are they more likely to be the sort that would be anxious and depressed already?
I think so.
I would assume so.
You know, I mean,
and the numbers back that up, believe it or not. The study also found that people with a pre-existing mental illness were 65% more likely to be diagnosed with COVID-19 than those without.
So they've got the test to some extent,
right?
Yes,
because they're anxious about COVID.
Right.
Yeah. I like to find the people with the OCD, invite them over to my house
so they can clean some stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the end of that joke.
Mental health specialists not directly involved with the study said his findings add to growing evidence that COVID-19 can affect the brain and mind, increasing the risk of a range of psychiatric illnesses.
Except that's not the case.
I don't think that's the case.
Yeah. The opposite is that the people with a mental illness are more likely to seek these things out because some of them want to have justification for how they were feeling.
Yeah, and some people, it says they were diagnosed, one in five COVID-19 patients was diagnosed for having anxiety, depression, or insomnia for the first time.
Mm-hmm, right.
So it's hard to say how chronic that problem really is. Everyone experiences bouts of insomnia here or there.
Sure.
So I can't, you know, we don't
or
have
depression
the numbers
here and
or
there.
Or depression, right. Sure.
Right, and if you've been laid up in bed, but quarantined to one room, then
that is seriously
you're not
depressing.
Getting the exercise that you're used to getting or should be getting. Right. That's going to be depressing, too.
Absolutely.
Look, this is self-reporting. This isn't science. This is self-reporting.
No. I would agree. I mean, a lot of these people who are testing positive are like young people, college students who are going out and partying and stuff like that and who have to test in order to attend college. I'm sorry, I thought that was the table leg. So they don't have anywhere to be quarantined except in their dorm, which is a single bedroom, and a small one at that. So if they're going to be quarantined for 14 days, it's going to be in this tiny little dorm bedroom, and that's got to be tremendously depressing. It's basically a prison cell.
Same thing's true of the elderly folks who are in their nursing homes.
Yep.
Ugh.
So this is likely
getting
due
their meals in their room.
Mm-hmm.
Just
like prison.
Not leaving. Slide it through the beanhole.
This is likely due to a combination of the psychological stressors associated with this particular pandemic and the physical effects of the illness, said Michael Bloomfield. I don't know what connections they're drawing between the physical effects and, you know, what they're essentially asserting is brain damage caused by COVID-19. Mm-hmm. It seems to me that most logical conclusion would be that, you know, these are psychological stressors that are being caused largely by the lockdown.
Yes.
Right. We're too, I believe the article at least is aiming in the direction of having us believe that somehow COVID causes the most difficult to diagnose mental illnesses out there, the most amorphous and difficult to diagnose mental illnesses out there. That's the biggest, sloppiest stretch I've heard in a while.
Well, the media is not known for anything more than they are known for fanning the flames of fear.
Well, yeah, why not just blame COVID for everything? It's COVID's fault that you lost your job. It's COVID's fault that you're feeling depressed. It's
has
COVID's
nothing to
fault
do with,
that you're
with
alone.
Us running story after story after story on this and getting everybody whipped up to the
us,
point
you
that
mean
we,
the media?
Yeah, collapse the economy.
Just for the sake of curiosity, would this not be the first coronavirus, the first cold, the first flu, the first pneumonia, the first any of these sorts of viral contagions that caused a mental illness, that caused depression and anxiety? If it were
it's
the
ridiculous.
Case that getting this virus caused depression and not these
not the
social
circumstances.
Factors,
yeah.
Yes. Wouldn't that make it probably the first one ever?
Yeah.
The first recorded virus
that's
that
why
can actually cause depression?
It's just ridiculous what these people are saying. I want to go to Larry. He's on the line in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, now you know what these people are doing on the nightly news? They're selling dope.
Really?
They're selling dope in medical industrial complex. If you listen to them, you're going to be sick. You're going to have some kind of bowel problems. You're going to be blind or something's going to be wrong with you. But anyway, here in Indiana, what they're doing now is they're going to, if they catch you without your mask or wearing your mask improperly, they've got Homeland Security, they've got alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, plus an army of public health officers going into businesses, catch you. And if a business gets caught,
hold that thought there. I want to hear the rest about what's going on there in Indiana. Your calls and thoughts are welcome as well. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
Pounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Our cat mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Zippy and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com. I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Six states are certifying election results, with Joe Biden's home state of Delaware becoming the first. Wyoming, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, and Vermont were next. States have until December 8th to finish. The Electoral College will make the results official 6 days later. Tampa residents are already feeling the impact of Tropical Storm Etta. The previously Category 1 hurricane will likely make landfall on Thursday just north of the Tampa area. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor telling reporters this has been a very unpredictable storm. Ford is adding close to 400 jobs at two Michigan factories to make electric vehicles. The automaker also investing $850 million to meet expected demand. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump commemorating Veterans Day at Arlington National Cemetery. He was joined by First Lady Melania Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, and Second Lady Karen Pence when he placed a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. A large retailer is transitioning out of bankruptcy.
Retail giant JCPenney is on the verge of exiting bankruptcy after a new buyer for the company was announced. The purchase by Simon Property Group and Brookfield Asset Management was cleared by bankruptcy judges on Monday for a price tag of $1.75 billion. The company says the purchase deal will save around 60,000 jobs. Despite that lifeline, JCPenney still has a number of obstacles to overcome. The chain has plans to close more than 150 stores this year, and will close even more over the next 2 years under a restructuring plan that would leave it with just 600 retail locations. The sale comes just days before a financing agreement would have expired, forcing the chain to close its doors for good. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Aria,
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us in the summertime of 2021 for ForkFest 2021. The calendar dates you need to mark down, June 28th through July 4th. It is a decentralized libertarian camping festival happening in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground, same place it's happened the last four times. This will be the fifth time coming up in 2021. It's the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which on its own is a fine festival, but ForkFest is a little bit different. It doesn't have a board of directors. There are no organizers. It's up to each individual who attends ForkFest to figure out what to do with their time, and, you know, what do they want? Do they want to create something for somebody to enjoy, like a poker table or, you know, maybe some sort of a musical act, or, I don't know, some other kind of act. Whatever you want to put on for people, you can do that. Or you can just go around and hang out with other freedom-friendly folks at ForkFest. Go to ForkFest.party to learn more about the event. June 28th through July 4th, 2021, ForkFest.party. We go back to Larry in Indiana. Larry, you were telling us about what's been happening there in Indiana with the crackdown on freedom. Go ahead and fill us in.
Yeah, they're doing the crackdown. Remember I told you about the mask. They were using the mask. I told you it was going to escalate from that, and they were going to use the mask. If the count went up, they they can say, well, you're being disobedient and you're going to be punished. And I also said that it would be arbitrary. Well, what they have done is they've divided the state into segments. Now, if you're in a blue segment, you're okay. But if you're in an orange section, you get more restrictions. And if you're in a red section, they close you down completely, and you can't leave your house unless it's for an emergency, and you can't go out of that contaminated region.
So how many of the regions are red segments?
There's 92, and almost all of them are orange now.
Now, are these by zip code, or are they just arbitrary, like, you know?
They're
how
by
they...
county. County, and there's 92 counties here in the state of Indiana. So they've got that mapped out on the map, and they show that every time they get up there to threaten people, right? Mm-hmm. But if they come in your business, like I said, Homeland Security and the ATF is out now with their troops, and if they come to your business or your restaurant, and you've got an overpopulation of people in that, and they find that somebody in there has tested positive for COVID, right? Or your name is on a list where some tracker has said that he's been in contact with you and he's positive. Well, you know what they do in that case? They lock the whole business place of business down and quarantine everybody for 14 days.
So, in the business?
In the business. In the restaurant, in the nightclub, if you're sitting too close at the tables and so forth. So
you mean the people who are there get quarantined for 14 days? You don't mean that they get locked into the nightclub for 14 days?
Yes, they do. Okay, but listen to this.
Right?
You mean they go home?
They bring your food and stuff, and what they do is by directive, not by a judge's order, and they don't need probable cause. If you've been around somebody with COVID, and they find that you're in close proximity, just like a church. Now, the limit of people that you can have in an establishment is 10 people.
10 people?
What happens if this happens at a strip club? Are you locked in with the strippers for
20
days?
They don't lock you in the club. So, wait a minute. 10 people? Hold on. Did you just say, Larry, that the maximum in a given location is 10 people?
That's right. And they
is this, hold on, just to clarify, is that for the red zones or the orange zones?
That's for the red zones.
For the red zones. So does that mean, just to clarify, does that mean that if I go into a restaurant, that includes, or like if you can even walk into a restaurant, does that mean that like the cooks in the back and the wait staff and the customers cannot total more than 10?
That's the patrons. And then patrons. Another thing is, too, they say that if you're the business owner and they catch one of your people that are working serving somebody without a mask on, then you're going to get closed down completely for 30 days. So they're destroying our business.
That's the most horrifying aspect of all of this, is how, you know, it's just blatant fascism for the government to come along and say, you're going to enforce the law or we're going to shut you down.
Yeah, and it's making New Hampshire sound better and better. Thank you, Larry, for the call tonight here. I mean, it is not that bad here. It's bad. In New Hampshire. I don't make it sound like it is.
Well, it's bad in places like Keene and Nashua.
Yeah. That's true. Well, they also have state-level restrictions as well. Although, I went to a restaurant tonight where not a single staff member had a mask on.
Nice.
I'm not going to say which one it was because I don't want to throw them under the bus, but I had not been in there yet since COVID in this particular restaurant, and not a single mask in sight except for the people that were coming in as customers. But the staff did not have masks. Which was nice.
Good for them.
Yeah. So happy to see that. And thank you for the call, Larry. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. And I did pull up the map he was talking about here of Indiana with the 92 counties. And, it's probably 90% orange. So, like, the second most severe. And then there's maybe about 10% or 7% that are probably red. So maybe about 10 counties or something that are red. And then there's just a handful that are yellow.
So how many cases do they need in order to be orange?
Orange has to be per 100,000 residents, 100 to 199 new cases. Over what time frame? I'm not clear.
Cases.
Yeah.
Not deaths.
Not deaths.
Because
No one talks about deaths anymore.
Because they're not happening, are they?
Well,
I mean, somebody probably somewhere is dying, but I don't even know anyone who's sick.
So all I can do is look at deaths in the United States. I just don't know what to believe when it comes to what people died from.
Well, yeah, you can.
Because, you know, we read a story where basically 10,000 people actually died of only COVID, and that it was always a comorbidity with a bunch of other things. And don't forget that the median age, at least at one point for this, was 80 years old. So, you know, some of the factors are diabetes, obesity, old age. I mean, you're talking about fat 80-year-olds are dying. How long exactly were they going to live? And so... When we're talking about deaths now, we don't even know if any of these, some of these deaths that are, exceed the excess death number in the United States, are they deaths of despair? We don't even know that. So, I mean, that's not, I can't speak to that. But what I can say is that I've kept a close eye on deaths in this chart here. And, well, it's, if you consider it normal, deaths between like 55,000 and 60,000 per week in the United States, and that's all causes, then we are in that range. We are above.
So it's normal.
We're above the excess death number by a little bit, but the excess death number is just sort of, I mean, like it's drawn arbitrarily, and it's difficult to say. I mean, you know, COVID's real. It appears.
Supposedly.
Sure. I don't have any belief that COVID isn't real, right? I'm sure the disease exists. But I would love to remind people, without them saying, oh, you're a COVID denier or whatever, I would love to remind them that if it wasn't for the media telling you about COVID-19, you wouldn't know that such a disease existed, because people aren't getting sick in mass. They're not dying in the streets.
Not in most demographic cells and that sort of thing, right? Like, it's not a meaningful thing in most people's lives. It's a geriatric issue.
Yeah.
It's a nursing home issue. It's a diabetes issue.
Well, and it's also, you know, really hard to get a finger on what's really happening. As you pointed out, Mark, the deaths are questionable. A lot of the death numbers are very questionable. But also a lot of the testing numbers are questionable as well. I was just having a conversation with my roommate, and I think he was telling me about a couple of folks his mom knows in New York. And I may have not 100% the details straight on this, but they were supposed to get like a COVID test before they could go travel and do a certain thing. I forget what it was. But
I have to do that.
Yeah. And they weren't able to get it. Like, they kept calling, and they kept calling, and it was like, well, we don't have time, we can't schedule you, or whatever. They just weren't able to get it done in time, so they just went and they did the thing they had to do. And then later, the hospital calls them back and says, we have the test results. You've tested positive for COVID.
But they never actually...
They never took the test.
Right. I wouldn't doubt it at all.
So how many of these positive COVID test results are actually so-called COVID in the first place? And, of course, as we know, most of them aren't dying from it anyway, even if they do have it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But we're being told the hospitals are full again in Utah. That's why, for instance, they've put a mask mandate.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got our Matrix chat server, where there was a little bit of a refresh or a restart that I did on the chat server over the weekend. Turns out we hadn't quite set it up exactly the way it should ideally have been set up. It's our own chat server, number one. So that means that all these Twitter, Facebook concerns about mega corporations
shutting
cracking
down,
they do not apply here. There is no one
can't do it
who can shut the server down, with the exception of the server administrator, who is part of the show. That's Michael Hampton, who's been a host here on Free Talk Live in the past.
Seems unlikely.
Great guy. But, you know, there's apparently a 2400 item settings file that you have to go through. So there's a lot of different settings that you could choose on this particular server.
And I'm speculating that we didn't go through that.
No, he did, but you know, he missed one, and the one that that needed to be set, that wasn't set the best way it could have been, was the option that allows you as a user, you can create your own chat rooms on this server. So the old system we had was a top down thing where we decided which chat rooms there would be. Now we can make chat rooms, but so can you. So you can join the official rooms, or you can make your own, or join the other people's rooms, or whatever. But the way it was set up initially for the last 2 months that we've been running this thing was that when you created a new room, it was always encrypted. And there was no way to create an unencrypted room. So that causes issues. So, Mark, you had a couple issues where you'd connected to the server, but you didn't put your key in, or something happened where you couldn't read any of the chats that were in the
room. It's very frustrating. For the first several times when I logged on, for whatever reason, I just couldn't read anything.
And it wasn't you. It wasn't just you. It was happening to other people as well. It's just because it's a little clunky to deal with encryption. You have to deal with keys, secret keys, and did you save the key? Oh, you didn't save the key? Well, sorry, you can't ever see anything that has ever happened in these rooms until you've joined them, and then you can't. It just created some problems. And so to be able to have unencrypted rooms means that there's less or fewer problems that will occur. It just makes a smoother new user experience. The fact is, you don't need the room to be encrypted if it's a public room. There's no reason for encryption in a public room. If anyone can join the room, there's no reason to be obsessed with secrecy, right?
Assume that at least half the people you're talking to are informants.
Correct.
It's always the thing to assume when you're on the internet.
Yeah, there's a good chance the more people that are in the room, and by more I mean any over the number of two, there's the higher the risk that somebody in there isn't who they say they are, and maybe working for the government or whatever.
Sure.
So having him all the rooms be encrypted was detrimental.
So if there's three people on the show, how many of them are feds?
I don't know. It's a good question. You figure that out. But anyway, so the whole point is to allow the user or the administrator, the person creating the room, to make that decision for themselves. So now, by default, you can create an unencrypted room. It's by default unencrypted. You can encrypt it if you like. But once you encrypt, there's no going back. You can't unencrypt. You'd have to delete the room entirely and then create a new room. So it gives the users more of a choice, and it gives our public rooms the non-encrypted features, which actually are better. You can search now. You couldn't search before.
Right.
I mean, that sucks. You go into a room, you're like, oh, somebody said something cool yesterday. Hit the search button. Sorry, it's an encrypted room. You can't search. So, yeah, so now that they're unencrypted, you can search the rooms. So, I mean, again, for security, if you need a room that's secure, you don't want it to be unencrypted. But if you want a public room like we want, then unencrypted's better. So that's the change we made, but it meant that I had to wipe the whole server clean. And, not the whole server. The private rooms I didn't touch, but all the public rooms, I deleted all of them. And so we started from scratch. So if you come into the server, you may notice there's some weirdness going on. If you've already been in and you come in and you're like, what happened? You just have to rejoin the rooms. You may have to log out and log back in, but then you'll be good to go. Sorry.
I don't remember the question.
That's okay.
It wasn't super important.
Check out the Matrix server. Go to chat.lrn.fm. I think it's great overall. I think it's been a good experiment for the last couple months, and we should be good to go from here on out. So hop on in there, chat.lrn.fm. Let's go to the phones to Robert in Bellows Falls, Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Ian, Ari, and Mark.
So you guys were talking about people taking the COVID test and stuff like that. And I've been very, paranoid about, having to do the test. I mean, in terms of just going to the hospital, because I was always afraid of getting the virus.
Mm-hmm.
But with that being said, for the last few weeks, I haven't really been, up to par. I've had some pain in my arms and in the back of my neck, and it was so bad that I had to go in to go to the hospital.
Mm.
And when I got there, I had to do the COVID test where, they have, it looks like a pair of chopsticks. And, they put them up. I mean, it didn't go that far up into my nose, but it was like a couple-hour result test. And I came back, without COVID-19. But what I did learn was that I have Lyme disease.
Oh, no.
So they got me on medication, and it's really painful because it starts right at the top of my spine, and then it goes down both of my arms and then right up to my wrists. And, some days are better than others, but I think that the medication that they have me on is going to
I hope it does. Lyme disease can last for years.
Yeah, I thought it was a lifetime thing. Does it go away?
It morphs.
It morphs. Okay. It
changes. It's more tolerable.
And it sometimes it's difficult to drive and stuff like that. But Ian, you know me personally. I've gone out there for you know, a year since this, almost a year this virus has been out, shook hands with people, you know, hugged people, gone over to people's homes. And if I got the virus because I'm diabetic, that would be catastrophic. I wouldn't be here, you know.
Maybe.
And just really have a hard time believing in this virus. I really do.
I heard you, Robert. I'm sorry to hear about the diagnosis, and thank you for calling and sharing your thoughts with us tonight. I'm like you, Aria, on this. I don't disbelieve that this thing exists in the same way that I'm pretty sure the cold exists and the flu exists, and these things are uncomfortable for most people, and some people die from them,
yeah.
And most of us just move on, and we, you know, get on with life. And that's the way things used to be. Now, all of a sudden, everybody's afraid, or a significant amount of people are living in fear. We're seeing depression coming out of this. We're seeing, and it's not because of COVID. It's because of the crackdowns. It's because of people losing their jobs. The economy is in shambles. And it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse because in a lot of places, they're re-locking down. Oh, just a minute after they reopened, now they're re-locking down. San Francisco, headline today, shuts down indoor dining at restaurants. They barely just reopened indoor dining
right
in San Francisco.
And there's scant evidence that lockdowns do anything.
No, even the World Health Organization finally came out against them.
Right. I mean, they just don't, I don't know what this mass psychosis is, why they just, you know, we people just keep the government officials, I just don't understand it. Why do they keep doing the things
that
the experts say they don't work?
Because it's not about the experts. It's about being able to believe that someone out there can institute some law that will keep them safe.
That's what it's about. Absolutely. Yeah. And there are guidelines that would be more effective than what we've done up to this point. I mean, and, you know, this would be a really great opportunity to show that the government can learn, but it really can't. If they were just to, I don't know, advise the people who are obese, diabetic, over the age of, you know, 70 years old or whatever. Remember, there aren't many 70-year-olds that are working. And
but see, that's not, people aren't afraid of dying from the virus. They're afraid of COVID-19 itself. I mean, these people who are in favor of the mask mandates, who want the government to protect them, they're not really worried about dying. They're just terrified of this almost mythological entity that COVID-19 has become in their heads because of this constant fear-mongering that they faced over the last 9 months.
Right. There's
everywhere.
Certainly people who have been debilitated and died, you know, that had COVID-19, that were under the age of 70 or whatever. But
scant few.
Yeah, the numbers, you know, when you cut out 75 and up, 65 and up, whatever the thing is, you cut out, you know, X percent body fat, so the morbidly obese, you cut out people with full-on diabetes.
You're trying to reason with people who are hysterical, though.
Right? I know. You're trying to reason with people who are hysterical, and that's really what the issue is.
Right.
Like, you are 35, and you're in shape. You have nothing to worry about. Oh, but I don't want to kill Grandma. When was the last time you saw Grandma?
Do you remember the clown sightings of 2016?
Yeah, I remember that.
This reminds me so much of that, because people were legitimately afraid of clowns, and people
right.
were faking having seen clowns.
People were being clowns. Yeah,
they were. And, you know, it was just this mass hysteria that for a number of months just took over the United States, of people being terrified that there were clowns everywhere and they were out to get them, and none of that ever happened.
There's
now COVID-19 and who's laughing?
This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.